The title of this presentation is Development of New Cervical Screening Tests for Use in Developing Countries, the START Project. Dr. John Sellers was not able to join the Eurogene Congress, so this presentation will be on his behalf. There are several methods of screening for cervical cancer. Visual inspection using acetic acid, or using Lugol's iodine, or cytology, and hybrid capture too. According to IARC Handbook on Cancer Prevention, Cervix Cancer Screening, there is sufficient evidence that testing for human papillomavirus infection as the primary screening modality can reduce cervical cancer incidence and mortality rates. Introduction should be facilitated by the availability of low-cost public domain HPV tests. Implementation should be preceded by demonstration projects. START stands for Screening Technologies to Advance Rapid Testing. The goal is to accelerate research and development on rapid biochemical tests appropriate for low resource settings that detect precancerous cervical lesions. The advantages are reproducibility, it's less dependent on provider expertise, the sensitivity, it's more sensitive than cytology or VIA, it can be provided at lower levels of healthcare system, like health workers or nurses, and it may be available, it may be able to use self-collected samples, thus more women can be screened because they will collect their own cells. The START project is a research, development, commercialization of two rapid, accurate, affordable, and acceptable tests for primary screening in low-resource settings. It's catalyzed through public-private partnerships between the Program for Appropriate Technology in Health and the industry. The tests will be provided to the public health sector in low-resource settings at a preferential price for at least 10 years after commercialization. The project is a collaboration with China and India. In China, with Dr. Qiao and the Cancer Institute of the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, in four settings, in Beijing and in three settings that you can see in blue on the graph. In India, it's in central India through the Mumbai Hospital, Tata Memorial Hospital in Mumbai, and the Nargis Dutt Memorial Hospital in Barshi, and IARC in France. The existing test, the hybrid capture 2, needs 7 hours to get the result, detecting HPV DNA. A laboratory and refrigeration are needed. It detects 13 HPV types, and the price is more than $5. The two different tests that we are using in this project are first the fast HPV test and second the E6 strip test. For fast HPV test, the results are within 2.5 hours detecting HPV DNA. Labor is no more needed, only static or mobile clinic, and no refrigeration needed. It detects 13 HPV types plus type 16 plus type 66, and the price is less than $5. For E6 strip test, the results are within 20 minutes detecting E6 protein, the setting is near the patient and no refrigeration is needed. The The price is also less than $5. This picture shows an example of a HPV kit and reagents. Fast HPV result is within 2.5 hours. It is performed into 6 steps. It's very easy and it can be performed by a nurse or health worker. This graph shows the agreement between the existing hybrid capture 2 and the new fast HPV. This is based on the Chinese data. The results show an agreement of 95%. The future use of a fast HPV test will be in primary screen, replacing cytology or visual inspection, and the settings are in district hospital, in county women and children hospital, and in field clinics and mobile clinics. Possible future use of a rapid strip E6 protein test, it still needs validation. It can be used in primary screen or a triage test used after HPV DNA test positive. The settings are subcenter of public health clinic, village clinic or township hospital, and field clinics. In conclusions, it is expected that the rapid HPV test will be available commercially in 2008. The rapid strip test for E6 protein will require validation and more work remains to be done. Several demonstration projects using the rapid HPV test are being planned in several locations. Thank you very much for your attention.